Hello, everyone, and thanks for watching Game Day Live. I'm Miranda Mason here in Cleveland with Chris Long this week. Chris, thanks for stopping by Game Day Live. How's the trip?
No problem. It's been good. It was a short flight, so it's always nice to play close to home.
So we're headed into week five, and that seems like a long time for us who have been in it week in and week out. Yeah. But I think that means that New England is still getting to know you a little bit.
Yeah.
I read an article the other day about your Waterboy initiative. Can you tell us just a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, it's an initiative that I started and have had a lot of help from my peers with trying to raise awareness and money for the clean water crisis around the world, but largely in East Africa where I've been, in Tanzania. And last year we raised over $750,000. This year, new place for me, new fan base to try to introduce it to, and so far people have been wonderful about it. So,
what was the inspiration? How did you get started?
Well, I went to Tanzania a few years back to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, which was a beautiful experience for me, and so many of the wonderful people I met were affected by what I identified as real poverty, and for me, I was like, well, if I'm going to improve the world and help use my platform, I could just start here because it's where I've been and where I've been exposed to. So I had this idea, and really the rest is history as far as like getting help from my peers around the league, getting representatives from different teams, and really just grinding away at it.
If your new fans in New England wanted to help, how did they do that?
Well, they can go to waterboys.org, and they can check out some of the work we do. We have multiple campaigns, a lot of ways we raise money. We have a really exciting campaign called Conquering Kili that we do every offseason, where retired players team up with armed forces veterans because they know the third world as good as anybody, and they go climb Kilimanjaro. And last year we raised $100,000 doing that, and this year we hope to have a couple times that. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, yeah. If we turn the page to Cleveland, why is their record not something that you guys are concerned with?
Well, when you watch tape, you know, I try not to even look at statistics or the record. And when you watch tape of Cleveland's offense, they're a good football team. I mean, they throw a lot at you in the run game, a lot of different looks, a lot of different packages, good, tough backs. When you do look at the stats, they pretty much lead the league in rushing, and they got two backs that are over 6 yards a pop. So you have to pay attention to that, and you have to bring your A game to play a team like that.
What would you say is the most difficult part of their offense?
I would say their O-line is a strong point for them. They work well together, obviously, with a guy like Joe Thomas leading the way. Their guards are good. The right tackle's a Virginia guy, so you know what he's about. But, their backs complement that group well, and they just play hard, and they're well coached.
All right, Chris, well, thank you so much. Best of luck tomorrow. I know you're a busy guy, and you have some
thank
other
you.
People to talk
Thanks
to.
A lot.
Thanks for stopping
All right.
by. Yeah. All right, guys, of course, the one thing that everybody is talking about this week, for the first time in 3 weeks, there is no question as to who will start under center for the Patriots. Tom Brady is back. He was on the bus. He's in Cleveland as we speak, so that is good news for Patriots fans. He will make his debut tomorrow at 1 p.m. right here in Cleveland. Until then, I'm Miranda Mason with Game Day Live.